call this morning with the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about the week prior and the week ahead with all-conference voting coming up later this week, just wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about some of the guys from your team that you feel are worthy for some conference postseason honors and give you the floor for that before we get started.
Sure. You know, Zane Martin's obviously scored the ball at us for us at a high rate, and you know, talented player. Certainly, had you know, kind of carried us most of the season offensively in conference. And then obviously, I would speak of Mike Morsell, who's you know, he's been solid for us again. Obviously, the better he plays, usually the better we are. Mike's been. You know, and a pretty efficient scorer and a tough cover. And I think Justin Gorm's another guy who's on the radar, especially playing well down the stretch. Our best post guy and a best rebounder.
All right, thank you for that. And before we look ahead to this final week, a split of games again last week for you guys, two close ones, a narrow 67-65 win over Delaware, and then a loss Saturday to James Madison. Just give me your view on the two games last week.
Yeah, you know, still searching a little bit more of the same. Thursdays seem to be going better than Saturdays right now. You know, we had a difficult week at the foul line in both games. We missed our last five against Delaware in the last 30 seconds. And then obviously against Madison in a close game, it was a debacle from the free throw line, which has been, you know, we've kind of struggled late game shooting foul shots, which is a little weird, just because we've now this is an exceptional free throw shooting league, but on the season we're right at 70, which this is probably about as good as I've had for groups. So, you know, guys they're playing pretty hard and. They've practiced very well. We just, you know, we have not done a good enough job to, I talked about this last week, of winning, you know, winning one or two possession ball games. This would be a tremendous week to get that right. Obviously, the guys want to get it right, but we, you know, we're at 18 wins. We're hoping we can get a few more. We have high expectations, but we haven't, you know, we haven't quite delivered the way we had hoped to yet.
One of the things I thought was really neat and interesting that you did last week was brought some players in from past NCAA tournament teams, and just talk about how that came about and what you hope to accomplish and what the message from those guys was.
Well, it was good to have a couple of those guys back. I think, you know, we always want guys to come back through here. It was part of during Black History Month here, we had an appreciation game for our Hall of Famer and all-time student athletes, and actually had a pretty good turnout in spite of some bad weather. So our administration did a really good job kind of lining that up. And I think, honestly, as a coach, anytime you can get guys to kind of hear the messages that you're preaching to, you know, your guys about, whether it's academics or, you know, life after basketball, or you know, playing the right way, or, you know, season opportunities, I think that stuff can be always helpful. You know, I think as a coach, I told the supporter, you're always trying to get guys to drink the Kool-Aid, and sometimes hearing from different guys the same message can be very helpful.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Obviously, you had your senior day festivities last Saturday, and you've mentioned Mike, but I want to talk a little bit about a guy in Eddie Keith who's sort of been the do-it-all guy for you guys, not only this season, but for several seasons, and I think his stat line against JMU sort of kind of spoke of that: 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. I know he had a big block at the end of the Delaware game as well, and just talk about his contributions to your program over the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hard-playing guy, competitive, very physical. He's played really every position on the floor for us, which we've needed him to do. I think he's also been a key kind of measuring stick for us with this group. When his energy level is, you know, consistently engaged, he's helped us win some big games this year. And it, certainly, if I'm forecasting us hopefully a successful last 2 weeks, he's got to be at a high level for us to get what we want to get. You know, I think it's been one of those, you know, I think every team has guys that you consider, you know, it's really talented guys, but also, like, who are the key guys? And I think he is right there, 1-1A for us in that category.
Certainly a tough way to close the season for you guys, going on the road to Northeastern and Hofstra, two teams that are sitting second and third in the conference standings. As you look at Northeastern, certainly playing very well right now on a five-game winning streak, what are some of the challenges that they present, and what are some of the keys for your team in that game?
Yeah, I thought we just got outplayed here. You know, Bill has done an unbelievable job with this group, especially only having one senior. Obviously, I think, you know, Pusica is the most valuable guy to a team. You know, he's just a tough matchup. And I think the thing that's impressive about them is that they're really playing the right way. They're committed defensively. They've got good length. They have good spacing on offense, and obviously a terrific, terrific quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over, makes timely shots. So it's a big challenge. You know, because they're playing the right way, it's also helped them win a number of you know, one and two possession games, which is really why you look at Northeastern and Charleston, they're at the top of the league because they've done the best job executing in those situations, and that's a credit to Bill, his players, and certainly number four for them.
What's the biggest thing you talked about trying to get on a little bit of a roll here in these last couple of weeks and the expectations you have? What's the biggest thing you'd like to see from your team this week to close the regular season?
Yeah, you know, we're not going to make a lot of technical changes. It's been a consistent focus for us, you know, and whether that's focusing on, you know, something with the scout report, or focusing on bringing energy, or not letting, you know, a whistle affect us. It's been a little bit of a constant battle. That's why we've had, you know, some good reasons, you know, some uneven results. It's like anything. It's, you know, for us, I think the goal is that, you know, you know, sometimes when you're winning like 10 games, you're trying to figure out how you get to, you know, 17 to 20, you know, and we've done that, but then where we're at, we're trying to figure out how do you get to, you know, 23, 24, 25. And that usually comes down to your ability to win close games. We just haven't done enough of that, not from a lack of wanting to do that. You know, I think one message I try to get across a lot is the your actions have to match your intent. And this would be a good time of year for us to get really engaged in it. We've got enough to do it, but we can't be talking about that. We've got to actually do it.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next Tuesday.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.